Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. This is where I try to give about 5 minutes of advice to men in marriage or men in relationships and to hopefully help them. We sometimes call this Making Marriage Great. I've been on a kick lately on being healthy, spiritually healthy, and looking at the idea of maybe in November we all do a proverb a day. Now, I often will do a proverb a day or a couple of the Psalms. And I just want to tease us as we get ready for November. Here's Proverbs 15, since today's, today's the 16th, right? Anyway, so yesterday when I read this, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Now, that's a great verse for any husband, any man. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. You know, when we're harsh toward our wife, well, there you have it, right? That's what's happening. So just some good advice from God right there as to how we should be careful with being harsh. Verse 2, though, it doesn't stop there. It says, the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. Wow. Now, I've been around some that are very foolish, and I've been around some that are very wise, and I would say that is very true. Very, very true. And the psalm is just goes on. Verse 4, a gentle tongue is a tree of life, right? So how awesome is that? A gentle tongue is a tree of life. In the house of the righteous, there is much treasure. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, right? So these are all part of Proverbs 15. And just some great things for us to think about. Verse 13 says, a glad heart makes a cheerful face. I love Proverbs because some very, very practical things. And once you read it, it's like, well, yeah, of course, that's true. That sounds true. I know it to be true. The older I get, the more I know it's true. And so I just love reading through Proverbs and being challenged with that. Here's one for you, young man. A wise son makes a glad father. So just some great advice. Now, with each one of these, it has a alternative to it. And so, for instance, verse 25, the Lord tears down the house of the proud, but maintains the widow's boundaries. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but gracious words are pure. So how gracious are your words? How calm is your speech? How wise are you? What was that one about the tongue and the tree? I'm not going to be able to find it now. But I really like that one. Where is it? So anyways, the lips of the wise spread. No, that's not it. Anyways, I won't be able to find it. Now, there it is. A gentle tongue is a tree of life. A gentle tongue is a tree of life. So just to encourage you guys in getting into God's word and maybe even getting ahead in Proverbs, but reading a whole chapter of Proverbs is not that difficult. It might take you 5 minutes, probably not. I mean, if you're falling asleep while you're reading it, yes. But just to encourage you, you know, get with another man and say, hey, let's do this together. I'll text you, you text me when we're done. And that way one texts the other and, oh yeah, that's right, I need to read Proverbs for the day. And you just sharpen one another. You provoke one another to good works, right? Or maybe do it with your spouse. Do it with your wife and say, hey, I was thinking we could do a proverb a day. How cool would that be? And read it and talk about it. Spend 5 minutes reading it. Or maybe you read it and every time something kind of hits you in the face, you talk about it. And then you just keep reading until your time is up or until you get to the end of the chapter. So just to encourage you guys, let's be spiritually healthy. Let's grow. Let's mature. We can't all be great men of God overnight. Billy Graham read, I've heard different things, but I'm pretty sure he read 5 Psalms every day. And I heard that he also read a proverb a day and would continue to read through the Bible on a pretty regular basis. He didn't get to where he was by just sort of reading the Bible once in a while or maybe doing that for a year or two. And some of you might say, yeah, but he was an evangelist. He was a preacher. That was his job. I think all of us probably need to be in God's word, and let's not make excuses, right? Let's get it done. Let's not quit. And praying for you guys. Have a great day.